real children of God spend time in prayer. They go to church. Amen? They serve. They love. They forgive. They want to be like our Lord. They're full of the Spirit of God. Listen, there's nothing gooder than that. Amen.
Why do you run from me?
Are you running from the love of God? God's love never fails. Welcome to Love Never Fails, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, with Pastor Bill Quinn. Hello again and welcome, everyone. Let's join Pastor Bill as he continues his study in the Epistle of 1 John with the conclusion to the message, Real Children of God.
Therefore, meaning until Jesus appears, put to death, say that, put to death your members, the things that make that cause us to sin, which are on earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil, desire, covetousness, which is idolatry. So it says put to death. That's a big word. But I have a problem. You know, the problem is, old Billy doesn't want to die. I don't know about you. You probably don't have that problem. I have that problem. You know, the fact is that my flesh wants old Billy to rule. Amen? Yes. And so put to death means old Billy's not dead, my old man. He's still here. He tries to crop up every now and then. He tries to speak things into my mind. He speaks dead things. He doesn't speak alive things. Amen? He's an Adam. He's dead. We reckon him dead. But so put to death means the old Billy is not dead. It means don't you dare consider the old man, the old nature dead, because it is not. Now, so how do I kill Bill? No, that's a very important word. How do I do that? I can't do it, and that's the problem. But God has given us a way to put old Billy down. Let me give you the scripture. How do we do it? Romans 8:13. But if by the Spirit or the power of another, you alone, not anyone else, you do this through the power of the Holy Spirit, you put to death the deeds or the sinful actions of the flesh. Now, that's a fact, but you have to do it. You have to say, the Holy Spirit is in me, and if I can put that thing that's trying to rule me, I can put it to death. Now listen to me. Only the Holy Spirit can give the real son and daughter of God victory over sin in this world. Amen? No one else. Which means this, every Christian has to give, and I don't know why we wouldn't, but has to give the Holy Spirit his rightful place in our life. Amen? Now, which segues perfectly into verse 3. Look at it with me. What should we be until Jesus appears? Watch it now. And everyone, verse 3, everyone who has this hope. Did you know this is the only time that John uses hope in 1 John? Who has this hope in him, in Jesus, purifies himself just as he is pure. Everyone who has what hope? Well, the confident expectation of not only seeing Jesus, but also being like Jesus does something, purifies himself. Loved one, listen, we need to be careful that we don't treat our Father's unconditional love for us as unconditional approval when we do things wrong. Amen? See, that's what the Gnostics were teaching, that, oh, you can live any way you want to, you know. Don't worry about it. They were antinomianism, or however that word is, without a law. Now, so the believer or the unbeliever, when they sin in this life, whether they believe it or not, they sin against their Creator. Amen? But when a child of God, a real child of God, when we sin against our dad. We sin against our Father. We sin against his love, all that he is and all that he has done for us. But loved one, listen, when Jesus appears, we're going to see him as he is, amen? We're going to have a face-to-face meeting. Look back at verse 28 of chapter 2 with me again. And now, little children, that's us, abide in him, have fellowship with him, walk in the light as he is in light. And here's the reason, that when Jesus appears, we, the children of God, may have confidence and not be what? Ashamed. Now, that has nothing to do with our salvation. It has to do with our unfaithfulness, not doing what our Father has told us to do. Amen? That's what that's about. Now, listen, it's easy today, especially today, as the hour draws near in our generation, as we know we're living in the last days, it's easy to be consumed, and there's nothing wrong with this, consumed with the events of the last days. Amen? But while we do that, we should, loved one, we should be consumed also with the fact that we're going to stand at the Bema seat of Christ. Amen? We're going to have a face-to-face meeting with our Lord. And boy, I start thinking about that. Paul says to 2 Corinthians 5:9, therefore we make it our aim, or literally our ambition, whether present or absent, to be well-pleasing to God. Now, that's not to earn heaven, but there's no greater ambition than loving God. Amen? Just to love, to please Him. And did you know I can't find any place in Scripture, the only place that a Christian can please our Father is on the earth. After then, we're home. Amen? Yes. And then it says in the next verse, 2 Corinthians 5:10, you know it well, for we must, every child of God, we must, there's no escape, you can't get out of it, we must all appear before the judgment seat or the Bema seat of Christ, and here's the reason, that each one may receive the things done in his body, the things we've done on earth, our stewardship. And it says, according to what he has done, whether it's good or bad. So one day, real children of God will stand before Jesus, the one who loves us, who died for us, the one who took our place, paid the penalty of our sins. And this judgment is about our works. It's not about our salvation. It's not there. The Bema seat is not to determine our destiny, okay? We're citizens, already citizens of heaven. Amen? Okay, so the Bema seat is a place only for believers. The other judgment is the great white throne judgment in Revelation 20. That is for unbelievers. But this judgment here, the Bema seat, is a place of rewards. We're not going to be judged for our sins. Romans 8:1, therefore there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Amen? We're not saved by works, but we will be judged by works. All the judgments of God, the sheep and goat judgments, the end time judgments, our judgment, everything has to do with our works, okay? And you know, our works are going to be tested by fire. And you know the scriptures, that some of us, they're going to be burned up, aren't they? Some of us will suffer loss, but not our salvation. Now, do you know the reason that so many people, in a way, tremble about the Bema seat of Christ? Is because of fear. Let me just read it to you. 1 John 4:17. Love has been perfected among us in this. Okay, in what? Well, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. That's the Bema seat of Christ. Did you hear that? Boldness. We're going to stand face to face before our Lord. The books are going to be open. The gifts that he's given are the marriage, our finances, how we lived on this earth. Did we obey him? Did we not obey him? Did we fulfill our calling? Did we not? Did we discover our gift? All those things. And it says that we may have boldness in a day of judgment. Why? Because as Jesus is, and I just added that, it says as he, as Jesus, as he is, so are we in the world. So are we right now as he is right now. Does that make sense? That's powerful, loved one. He says, but perfect love casts out fear because fear has torment. But he who fears has not been perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us, loved one. Listen, I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to take this not as a rebuke. I want you to take this as an exhortation. Is that okay? Now, how is it that after all that our Father has done for us, do you know there's not a minute you're not being guarded by Him? You're His child. There's not a second that he, there's not one second that He says, oh, would you leave me alone? I can't take anymore. Go to your room and shut up. We don't ever do that to our children. Go read a book. Lock yourself in the bathroom. Just leave me alone. But God, no, no. Casting all our care upon him, for he cares for us. Amen? He never tires of you. He never, no matter what is going, he never tires of you because he loves you. Think of all that he has done, that he is doing, that he will continue to do till the very days you close your eyes. And when you can't do a thing when you close your eyes, guess who is standing right there in front of you to take you home? Jesus our Lord. Amen. Precious in the sight is a death of his saints. Amen. Precious in his sight. He's there. He's with you. He sees. Even in death, Isaiah said, God is our guide even unto death. Oh, man, he's always taking care of us. And listen to me. How then can a child, a real child of God, how can we not serve him? How can we float and not be connected to a local body? How can we not be committed to the body of Christ? How can we not find a place to serve in the church that we call home? Amen? I'm not beating anybody up, but should we serve? Should every Christian serve? No, every Christian that is able. Some are not able, but they can pray. Amen? Yes. But see, not all of us are physically able to do certain things, but those who are able, you know, maybe we need to get off of the pew. Pew. I'm going to tell you something. It's going to be sad to stand at the bema seat of Christ and be ashamed. I don't know how you feel about that. I think about that. You know, I read a story about a young man who recently was won to Christ. And it says, and he was dying because of an accident. And one of his friends asked him if he was afraid to die. Oh, no, he said, I'm not afraid to die, but I'm ashamed. He said, well, why? He says, for I have not led one person to Jesus Christ. You see, are we fishers of men? Are we the ambassadors of Christ? Have we been given the ministry of reconciliation? Are we the only people in the world who can save the world? Yes. What are we doing? Listen, if you are a real child of God, I'm challenging you, I'm loving you, I'm provoking you. Are you serving him? Serving him. Are you walking in the light? Are you going after the Lord? Are you going from glory to glory, loved one? That's what it's all about, because it says here, everyone who has this hope in verse 3, that confident expectation of seeing Jesus and being like Jesus, look what he does. She does. Purifies himself, put away things that defile, just as Jesus is pure. Now, number one, we know who we are. Number two, we know what we shall be. And now it says what we should be until Jesus appears. Now, I'm going to do some Spanish or whatever right now. That's scary, isn't it? But I read this and I liked it. Now, Pastor Raul, if he's here today, you can go to him and he can clear this up, because I wrote this down. The Costa Rica, he's from Costa Rica. The Costa Ricans say, they have a saying known, where's Pastor Raul? Ah, he's my man. ¿Qué pasó, amigo? Ah. The Costa Ricans have a saying known as pura, is that right? Pua? Pura vida. Yeah, that's it. Say it again. Pura vida. Yeah. You know what that means? Pure life. That's a great word. Because see, it says, look at it. It says, the child of God, the real child of God, what did we do? Purifies whom? Oh my gosh. Are those big words? Man, where do you begin? I mean, how is this even possible? How do we do that? How do we purify ourselves? Let me give you a few scriptures. It says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, there's not a just man on earth who does good and doesn't sin. That didn't help me. How about this one, Jeremiah 13:23? Can an Ethiopian change the color of his skin? No. Can a leopard remove its spots? Can a person from Arkansas be saved? Raul, did you write that in? No. Pura vida, whatever. I'm joking. I love Texas. Now, Proverbs 20, verse 9. Who can say, I have made my heart clean? Who can say, I am pure from my sin? See, a real child of God knows that answer. No one. Amen. So how is this done? Only one way. John 15:5, Jesus told us, I'm the vine, you're the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do, there it is. So how is that done? Jesus. Jesus is our purifying hope living in our hearts. Colossians 1:27, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Amen. Galatians 4:6, I'm going to repeat it again. And because you are sons, because you were daughters, God has sent forth the Son, the Spirit of his Son, into our hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Listen, how do we cleanse ourselves? How do we purify ourselves? Jesus is our perfect example, the perfect example for living a pure life. How do we do it? Number one, Philippians 2:5, we let his mind needs to be our mind. Amen? 1 John 1:7, we need to walk in the light as he is in the light. If we do that, we have fellowship with one another. We've already learned that from our studies. What is the other one? 1 John 2:6, he who says he abides in him should walk even as he walked. 1 Peter 2:21, that Jesus has left us an example that we should follow in his steps. How is that done? By the power of another. It's a work of sanctification. We're already justified. One-time act. That'll never happen again. You are justified, just as if you had never sinned. That is your position in Christ Jesus. Justified, just as if you had never sinned one sin, because Jesus' righteousness is into your account. Amen? Now, but it says in 2 Corinthians 3:18, Paul says, but we all, every child of God, with unveiled face. We're not like Moses, you know, putting a veil over our face and going into the presence of God. We remove our veil. Lord, here I am. With unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord. And here it comes. Our being, that is a verb, present tense. It is the process, if you will, of sanctification. We are being transformed, meaning metamorphosis. We get our word metamorphosis, okay, from that word. From the Jesus on the inside, as we are, and that process goes on, you start seeing Jesus on the outside. Amen? So we are being transformed into the same image of Jesus. Praise the Lord. The same image. That's the goal of Christianity, is to be conformed to the image of our Lord. Amen? Christ's likeness. And it tells us how, into the same image from glory to glory, the adventure, and by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God. So the work of the Holy Spirit in the life of the real child of God. Now listen to me. Only God, only the Holy Spirit produces real children. Amen? Very, very important. Now, I say this in love, because we all need to hear it. I need to hear, all of us. If you're not changing, you're not beholding. If you're not changing, you're not moving forward. If you're not changing, you are stuck in glory. Does that make sense? I don't know what year it happened, what month it happened, but if you're not moving on, you're back there someplace. You're saved, but you're stuck in glory. You're stuck in the pew. You're stuck in something. Amen? Now, real children of God spend time in the presence of God. They spend time in the presence of our Father. You have access by one Spirit to the throne of grace, access to the Father because of Christ. Amen? Listen, in my first pastorate, I remember when Pastor Thomas, he was just a little bitty boy. We went to the ministry when he was six, full-time ministry when he was 6 months old. And I never forget, I had in the living room of the house, I had a meeting with five pastors. We're in the living room, and all of a sudden, Thomas runs into that meeting and jumps into my lap. And I'm, you know, and I'm looking at everybody, and he goes, Daddy, Daddy. I said, What is it? What is it? He says, my bicycle is broken. And I said, I'll fix it when this is over. And you know what? He got out of my lap and he left, because he knew that I would do that. Do you spend time at the feet of Jesus? Do you spend time in the presence of the Lord? See, real children of God, they do that. I'm going to tell you something. Now listen to me. You know, last night I was talking to the heart-to-heart people on whatever it was I was teaching. I forget now because I'm 30. But temptations of leadership. Thank you, Lord. And I alluded to some of these things, but what, if the Lord tarries, we're going to come to the end of this life, aren't we? Okay? Now, when you come to the end of your life, There's an evaluation that happens. Matter of fact, there's an evaluation throughout your entire life, but more so as you get older, especially, let's just say, at my age. And you say to yourself, oh man, Lord, I wish I had spent more time with you. And I wish I had spent more time with you. When you get to the end of your life, if you haven't spent time with the Lord, you know what you're going to say? Oh Lord, I know I haven't spent time with you like I should. I know that I haven't sat at your feet like I should. I wish I had prayed more. I wish I'd studied the Bible more. I wish that I'd served you more. I wish I had spent more time loving people, loving my wife, loving my children, and just rolling with the flow instead of getting all uptight. Amen? I wish, Lord, that I'd done things differently. Loved one, listen to me. Please don't let that be you. You start right now if you're not. If you're not spending time with the Lord, start right now. You are a real child of God. Real children of God spend time in prayer. They spend time, they go to church. Amen? They serve, they love, they forgive, they want to be like our Lord. They're full of the Spirit of God. Listen, there's nothing gooder than that. Amen? Amen? Listen, let me ask you a question. To all of us, those live, radio, whatever, right now, are you a real child of God? If you're not a real child of God, then you're a child of this world. And this world is passing away. But he who doeth the will of God abideth forever. Amen? As our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed, no one looking around, and every Christian praying, because this is so important right now. You know, I know in our early service, we're looking at leaders the early people that come to love the Lord and praise the Lord, but maybe you're visiting. Maybe you just happen to walk in, or maybe you're not really sold out to Jesus. You may say that you are, but you're not. You know what? You can right now. You can become a real child of God that really serves the Lord, not just says I'm a Christian or says I serve the Lord. If you've never asked Jesus to be the Lord of your life, you know what? You can do that right now and he will change you. You say, Bill, how do we do that? All you have to do is remain seated, but lift your hand high where I can see it. Yes, God bless you. Anyone else say, I want Jesus to be the Lord of my life. I see that hand. You may put it down. Yes, I see that hand right now, young man. Yes, anyone else I see, lift it high. Put it right back down. Don't be ashamed. Just do it now by the power of another. Let Jesus lift your hand and say, I want to put my hand in his hand. I want to be saved. Last call. If that's for you, lift it high. Put it right back down. Yes, God bless you. Those who lifted your hands, we're going to pray now. You pray this prayer with me. Church, I want you to help me. If you're lifting your hand, you're listening on the radio or you're listening live right now, you pray this prayer with me. Say, Father, I want real life. I want to be a real child of God. I want to serve you. I want to love you. I want to follow you. I do not want to be ashamed when you come. So right now, I confess with my mouth, Jesus be my Lord. And I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. Father, you promised if I would ask Jesus to be my Lord and believe it in my heart, you would save me. I believe. Save me now. In Jesus' name, I'm saved. And the church says, amen.
Pastor Bill's series, Real Life, continues in our next broadcast. And we do hope you'll tune in once again. Hey, thank you as always for listening to Love Never Fails. Have a wonderful day, and so long for now. If you'd like more information regarding Calvary Chapel Fort Worth, Love Never Fails International, or the Love Never Fails radio broadcast, please visit our website at ccfortworth.org or download the CCFW app. Pastor Bill would also like to personally invite you to join us for any of our three services here at Calvary Chapel Fort Worth. For service times and directions, please visit ccfortworth.org or call our toll-free number, 866-729-1999. That's 866-729-1999. If you're unable to worship with us in person, our live streaming allows you to join us virtually via the CCFW app, Apple TV, Facebook, YouTube, or our Roku channel. So, until our next broadcast, may we encourage you with these words. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never fails.